50 to 60% of voters took advantage of voting by mail. That's 10 to 12 times more than in previous elections, and boards of elections had to scale up their systems quickly. Senate Elections Committee Chair Zelnor Myhre says while the process went well for most voters, there were some problems. Some did not receive their absentee ballots in time, or they were not able to be properly postmarked by the deadline. In some races, it was weeks before all ballots were counted and the results were known.
Too many New Yorkers saw their democracy fail them during this pandemic.
The State Board of Elections is governed jointly by Democratic and Republican appointees. Commissioner Peter Kaczynski, a Republican, testified that other states that transitioned to mail-in voting had years to ease into the process. He warns of a tremendous burden to the system in November, when millions more voters are expected to cast their ballots, and many more might do so by mail.
It means that the post office will be our partner in administering elections. A significant portion of our elections will be administered by an entity over which the Board of Elections have no control.
President Trump's appointee as Postmaster General has slowed down deliveries by eliminating overtime and urging carriers to hold mail until the next day if they're running late. Democrats have accused the White House of sabotaging the mail delivery system before the fall elections, something they deny. Kaczynski says boards of elections will need more money to handle the expected increased volume of mail-in ballots. He says the $20 million in supplemental funding from the federal government and $4 million from the state have largely already been spent. Governor Cuomo has not yet extended the executive order to allow COVID as a reason for absentee balloting in November. A coalition of government reform groups are urging lawmakers to make more changes before the fall elections. The Senate and Assembly in June approved several measures. Those include giving voters the opportunity to fix mistakes in their absentee ballots before Election Day. Another measure allows boards of elections to start counting the ballots up to 30 days before in-person voting, instead of waiting until after the polls close on Election Day. The bills have been sent to Cuomo for his approval. Kristanna Durand, the former Speaker of the Colorado House, who's now a voting rights advocate, says New York should set up ballot drop boxes used in her state and several others to ease the burden on the Postal Service.
Drop boxes are safe and secure for voters to drop off their mail and ballot at whatever time that they would like to. It's very convenient for them. In the state of Colorado, we have them in a variety of different communities, also making sure that they're in communities where there are communities of color or traditionally disenfranchised communities, to make sure that access is available.
A bill to create the ballot drop boxes is sponsored in the Senate by Senator Brad Hoylman, and a spokesman for Senate Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says it's being seriously considered. State Board of Elections Commissioner Douglas Kellner, a Democrat, says there already exists a form of drop box that voters can use.
Voters can deliver their absentee ballots to any early voting site or to any Election Day poll site as an alternative to using the mail.
The Board of Elections commissioners say there will still be the same number of polling places open on Election Day as in past years if voters want to vote in person, and they say New York's early voting option for several days before November 3rd is underutilized and could perhaps provide a safer, less crowded alternative to voting on Election Day. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.